Yesterday, we had humans as the ordered height of creation, the sixth day, the very good work. In Genesis' second creation story, we have humans as the center of it all, there in the garden. But it can get us thinking, wait a minute, two creation stories? We have a tendency of smushing together our own Bible, the things that come to our mind, getting rid of any abruptness or inconsistencies. In this way, our patron saint of Bible editing is U.S. founding father Thomas Jefferson, who wanted Jesus to be a wise teacher and nothing more, literally cutting out of his Bible miracles, fatherly prayers, the whole last few days of Jesus' earthly life. So yes, we open the beginning of our Bible to two creation stories. No, this morning, we don't need our trusted pair of scissors. God's word offers us truth in every phrase, verse, book. We're blessed to receive this truth in various ways, from various angles, all pointing to the truth God is revealing to us. So we're the height of creation and the center of it. We can take that from the two accounts. We're also shining very good and shaded by that tree of temptation. God speaks to us, to our seeming contradictions and connecting points again this morning. May we not supply the ending of the story or transpose one on top of another. May God's word speak again to us in these Genesis accounts, listening to what he says to us about ourselves again.